to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Can you create holiday cheer? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is definitely for you. Creating holiday cheer. If you think about it, we should really be thinking about being creators of cheer every day of the year. But it seems that when we run around holiday seasons, people are more inclined and more interested and really more open to delivering and receiving cheer into their hearts. So I want to share with you today just a couple of really easy ideas and suggestions that will show you that doing something right from your heart, something really simple, can bring cheer and uplift to your life, but even equally, if not more importantly, sharing it abroad with others. Here's a simple thing. How about a kind word? Very often we could get upset with other people and mouth off, but imagine just a kind word. Maybe it's to someone that you see frequently, or maybe it's someone who's not normally in your orbit. Imagine just complimenting them on something or remarking about a kind thing that you noticed that they were doing. How about this one? An unexpected gesture. Do you ever go to the grocery store and you see maybe an older person or a child or even someone who's got some physical challenges that is either reaching up very high beyond them or trying to bend down for something low? Do you ever think about considering helping those people out? That's an unexpected gesture. Think about how nice it makes you feel, but also how special it makes others feel. I want to give you another one. Not that I'm the world's greatest, but I do have a great cookie recipe. And when our daughter was growing up, I remember one Christmas saying to her, Kaylee, let's come up with a list of people who we normally don't give gifts to. People that we know of, maybe that we'd like to get to know better, or people that we would like to show and extend to them that we think they're special. So the two of us not only were able to create a lot of cheer in our own kitchen by creating cookies, but then we had some beautiful boxes that we wrapped all the cookies in. And then we went home by home and delivered those cookies. It was a small thing, but it gave us cheer and it brought unexpected cheer to others. How about something like this? How often do you go out for coffee or out for breakfast? And have you ever noticed someone nearby that might have been all by themselves? Imagine just paying for their coffee or asking for their bill so that you could pay for their breakfast yourself. What a wonderful gesture for the heart. How about this one? A handwritten note. There was a time years ago when everyone sent out Christmas cards to each other and we used to get real notes through the mail, the snail mail. But today, taking a few minutes to pen something on paper, put a stamp on it and mail it, knowing that someone will get a piece of you. Maybe it would be a greeting card. If you're more creative and a little artistic, maybe you want to create a card of your own. I've done this several times in the past by just having a nice thought about someone that I wanted to share with them. Imagine going to your mailbox, opening it up, and finding a handwritten note from someone else that maybe wanted to share a kind thought or a wonderful memory. That is cheer. If you're not one to write notes, you might think about not texting, but making a phone call to someone you haven't heard from or haven't spoken to in a while, and just to let them know you've been thinking of them. If you happen to be living up north during the winter season and you've got a lot of strength and brawn and there's bad weather, how about doing something that people frequently did years ago, and that is helping to shovel a neighbor's sidewalk for free? What a great cheer-inducing gesture that is. And lastly, for whatever reason, I want to share this with you. When I was small, very small, Periodically, I would go to my Aunt Millie and Uncle Del's house on a Sunday where several families would get together for eating. And we just had a wonderful time getting together. And Uncle Del was always a very quiet man. He was involved in the insurance industry. He wore very smart glasses. He smoked a pipe. And he was just a quiet man. But he loved children. And to this day, even though Uncle Del probably passed away when I was 7 or 8, I could remember going to his house. And I and all of the other cousins would love to go over to him because he would give us rides on his knee, or he'd tickle us, or he'd get on the floor and we could all sit on his back as he would give us pony rides around the living room floor. Now think about how very simple that is, and the fact that I'm remembering it as a wonderful and cheerful memory years later. Wherever you are today, in this holiday season, and whenever you might be listening to this podcast at any time of year, remember the many simple but extraordinary ways you can be a source of cheer, not only by extending it out of your own heart and self, but bringing cheer to the world around you. Well, that's been my thought for you. And while we're at it, I wish you a wonderful season, a wonderful time of year, a wonderful day, every day you are living. And more than that, I wish you this season peace on earth and always goodwill. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.